And the next thing is practice together. If you want to practice for others, practice with others. That's quite neat. Yeah, I know, I didn't write that down. I put it on the board. What was it again? You practice for others, you've got to practice with others. So there's a bit of a vision. This isn't, apparently it's not in the green tower practice. Going off a bit on one. But it is in the white tower practice. Visualisation practice. And one bit of it, what happens is, you send out the light of Tara to all beings in the universe. And that light goes out to all beings in the universe and it transforms them into Tara, which is their deepest nature. So at some point in my practice, I visualise as many people that I can remember that come to mind as white Tara, because that is your nature. That's who you really are. And so you visualise everyone as Taras, you know, there you are. It's a bit odd if I visualise, you know, Moga Bankster, because he's a man, and that's weird, him becoming Tara, but there we go. So you visualise all beings as Tara, because that's who they are in their innermost nature. That's their potential. That's all of your potential. It's my potential as well. So I visualise everyone as white Tara. And then, because I visualise them as white Tara, they're also Tara. And they send out blessings in light to me. And that fills me with wisdom and joy and all the Buddhist virtues. So it's a kind of two-way thing. Because everyone is Tara, they can also feed back to me. So I think this is really important. And I do reflect on this a lot. And I think part of it is about trying to relate to people in terms of their potential, in terms of the best of their being. And seeing them, actually this person has the potential for Buddhahood and it's my job to reveal that from them. It's my job to enable them to open that potential out, to express it in all their life. And how does one do that? How does one help people to express their innermost Buddha nature? And I think the main thing, actually, for all of us is to practice together. Because the whole point of the Sangha is to have collective practice. I could have the best talk in the whole world that's like guaranteed enlightenment when you listen to it. I could have the best puja ever. I could decorate the shrine in the best shrine ever, 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 ever. But if no one turned up, what would be the point of that? We could have the best puja ever, but if there were three people, it would be a bit of a damp squid. It would be all right. But actually, what you need for the Sangha to work is people to practice together. And I think one way we can especially do this is on festival days. So I've noticed that people often think of, they equate Dharma practice with solitary meditation. So I don't go out very often in a social sense, but when I do, what usually happens is I usually meet probably about five people that I've met at the Buddhist Centre who don't come anymore. And the first thing that they say to me is, oh, I'm really sorry, Vajrata, I haven't meditated for ages. Well, you know, I'm really sorry about that. That's obviously completely up to you. But that's not what it's about. That's not what Buddhism is about. It's not about solitary meditation. That's one expression of it. But it's about much more than that. It's about collective practice apart from anything else. It's about getting yourself in the building, reminding yourself of your spiritual goals and communicating with one another. It's about collective practice. For that to work, for that practice to work, we all need to do it together. There's no point in one or two people doing it. And in a way, we should think about collective practice less and less in terms of what I'm going to get out of it. You know, well, I'm going to come to this evening because I'm going to get a load out of it, or I'm going to come to the festival because it's going to be really good for me. But more and more and more about, well, I'm going to come to this festival because it's about contributing to the Sangha. It's about contributing to a collective practice. And if I don't come, it won't work. Because the whole point of it is to have each individual practicing together. And I think this is the main way we can practice for others, is to think less and less about the centre in terms of me and what I can get out of it, and more and more and more about the centre as a way we can contribute to other people's collective practice. It's a bit like the difference between you and you've got four people at the Buddhist Centre, you know, with their slightly shaky, warbly mantras. You know, there's that kind of mantra, and there's the kind of mantra that happens when there's over 70 people in this hall, and there's a big you know, let's have more and less. That's what I want in this centre. I want a hall full of people chanting and getting into it and getting into their own practice. And it doesn't matter what I do if I'm standing up here. It's about what we're all doing together. And in order for that to work, we have to all come. You know, whatever mood you're in, whatever it's going to do for me in my spiritual practice. Yeah, I'll get to another rant in a minute, I'm sure. And the thing about that is, okay, you practice for others, and then that feeds your practice as well. The kind of unexpected benefit of that attitude is that we all spark each other off. For our practice to work, we need each other to inspire us. You know, it's one thing trying to do it on your own in your bedroom, but when you come here, I really hope you feel inspired and galvanised, and we do that for each other. We bless other people by our presence. We allow other people to spiritually grow, and then their spiritual growth helps us to spiritually grow. You know, their light reflects back on you. I just think that's really beautiful. You know, if I want to spiritually develop, I just have to give to others. And then their spiritual development will spark me off and galvanise me. And that is definitely my experience. Definitely my experience is every time someone does something, they're enthused about the Dharma. You know, they give each other gifts. They do little acts of kindness. Oh, it just makes me so happy. It's just like the best thing in the world. It just makes everything all right. And then I go home and I ring Dinaraja up and I go, "Well, you'll never guess what so-and-so did today. And it was so sweet. And I watched blah, 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 blah." You know, and that's what really galvanises me. That's what moves me. That's what really sparks my practice off and gives me my energy.